Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 314 of Heroes Unlimited. We are at the end of the Psionics section, thank God. I don't like this section. I mean, there are sections of this game that are pretty good, and there are sections of this game that are pretty bad, but they're good podcasting. This is a section of the game that was really a slog to get through, and it's because of the approach to this section that the authors took. And fortunately for me, it is really exemplified by a little detail on this page. You may have noticed that the Instagram has been pretty much fallow lately. Partly that is because I have a new baby, so making fun of superhero costumes is now only my second priority in life, but it's partly because there just hasn't been a lot of art in this book in this last section. In keeping with the overall boringness of the psionic section, there's just not much art. But there's a little bit of art on this page, and it connects to a specific super psionic power here on the last page of super psionic powers, telekinetic force field. Telekinetic force field is a perfectly dull little power. It allows you to create a force field which defends you. Here are the rules, in part. And please bear with me as I read them with all of the verve and enthusiasm that they deserve. Quote, the psychic can instantly erect a force field around himself or others in the blink of an eye. If the creation of the force field is to parry an attack, the psionic must roll a successful parry to see if he was able to create the field before the attack strikes. A successful parry means the force field beat the attacker's strike and it absorbs the damage. The force field can be made so that it encircles its creator or as large as a 10-foot, 3-meter area per level of experience. It can be created up to 15 yards / meters away, but always within the line of vision. The smallest force field possible covers about a 3-foot area, 0.9 meters. You can practically see it crackling to life on the page, can't you? Can't you just see, like, those Kirby dots, the wavy lines coming out of the psychic's head? Can't you just see the speeding car colliding with the psionic force field? No, you fucking can't see that shit. All you can see is numbers. All you can see is numbers in feet, and then in parentheses, numbers in meters. Because that's all the author cared about here. This is brass tacks. This is like, you bring the imagination, we'll bring the fucking metric conversion. That is the style of writing on display here. A detail you may have missed in all the excitement is that these rules do in fact get pedantic enough to describe the shapes and forms in which you can create this force field. It can encircle the creator, it can be as large as a 10-foot area per level of experience, and it can be as small as a 3-foot area. The rules go on to say, quote, people may be able to move around inside a force field, but the force field itself cannot be moved. The field is actually an airtight force bubble. So what we know about this is you can create it on yourself, you can create it on someone else, it can expand to a certain area depending on your level, it can get as small as a 3-foot area, and it is an airtight bubble, but you can move around inside the constraints of the bubble. Above this power, we find an illustration of a generic woman holding out her hands, doing psychic hands, and she has created a sort of semi-sphere, a sort of psychic gigantic contact lens of force field in front of her, and it looks like maybe there's some kind of attack bouncing off that shield, but honestly, the illustration is too small to see. This is a use of force field that can't be done with this power on this page. What is illustrated is impossible. Because this illustration doesn't belong here, just like this power doesn't belong here, just like none of this belongs here. Here's my overview of the psionic section. These are rules from other games. These are rules that take all of their, not only, in many cases, rules content, not only their logic from other games, but also their flavor from other games. Like, there's a Psi-Sword in this section, but that's for cyber knights. It's for, like, badass cybernetic paladin warriors who fight dragons and mecha in the post-apocalypse. But none of that is in this game. Just the Psi-Sword. Likewise, this picture. This picture isn't for Heroes Unlimited. It's for something else. It's for a totally other power. Telekinetic force field. Not for Heroes Unlimited. It's for some other game. It's for another game where psionics are flavorful. It's for rifts where there are mind melters and psi healers and dog boys. It's for other games where psionics are fun. All of that rules content, though, was stripped of all its flavor, or in some cases, the flavor was just left in to make the reader scratch their head and not know what the author is talking about, and it was just plopped right into Heroes Unlimited, where it has no particular connection to any kind of, like, fun. I mean, there are only really two types of psionic characters in Heroes Unlimited, the natural psychic, who is a powerful generic psychic, and the latent psychic, who is a weak generic psychic. These powers are organized as, you know, healing versus sensitive versus physical, but there's not really any division except a very arbitrary random one in who gets which powers. there aren't really themed psychics, at least not supported by the game. You know, if you want, you can try to pick powers that fit together, but there's nothing here. The best powers in this section are the ones that manage to maintain their flavor, that manage to still have an identity. We talked about biomanipulation. The evil eye is just a fun power. It's fun to be able to give people the evil eye. Invisible haze, where you psychically make yourself invisible, like the shadow. That's cool. It's a cool power. It doesn't need context. I mean, they're dumb, but the ectoplasm powers feel like silly, spooky shit, which I think is what you're looking for from a psionic character in this context. Those powers, though, they work accidentally. They work because they happen to have a flavor that survives the translation process from other games. For the most part, I think that pretty much this entire section, part of the reason it's been such a pain in the ass to podcast about, frankly, is that it was simply uncritically cut and pasted from other games, doesn't really have anything to do with Heroes Unlimited, and I have a real hard time imagining that anybody was excited about this. I don't think anybody who put this section together gave a damn about psychics as superheroes, and it really shows. These powers, for the most part, they work, I mean, because they are bland, because there's really nothing interesting about them. They are just numbers on a page. When you compare to the amazing fucking superpowers we got, when you compare to spin at high velocity, clock manipulation, gem powers, vibration, tentacles, chameleon, adhesion, body weapons, bio ghost, compared to that, this is page after page of paint by numbers. This is page after page of a bland, almost TV tropes-like cataloging of common psychic shit that you see everywhere, and boring rules for same. And the technically dumbest thing on this page, the fact that this illustration, one of only about four generic-ass illustrations in this whole section, explicitly does not fit the thing it is illustrating. Like, the rules text specifically says you can't do this thing, and then there's a picture of some chick doing it. That just shows, like, really nobody gave a damn. I've often talked about, like, Palladium being at its best when it is its most imaginative and enthusiastic. I know there are other games where the author gave a damn about psionics, but Heroes Unlimited is not one of them. And the fact that this illustration is so lazy really shows this section is just an afterthought. To continue this trend of, like, backhanded compliments to Palladium, let me just say, the psionic section is probably the section of this book so far with the soundest rules, probably the section with the fewest glaring errors, bad editing, nonsensical rules concepts, and it's still one of the worst. Making a good role-playing game really depends on good rules, but making a fun role-playing game really does not. And this section exemplifies that. Anyway, that's a wrap on psychics and good fucking riddance. Join me next time as we get into the magic section and talk about how magic works and what it is and the one esoteric secret to becoming a wizard on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.